You're gonna have to bear with us today. We've got a thunderstorm going on outside. Now that we live in Florida, that's just a part of our life here. So bear with the additional sound effects as we talk about God. God is never not enough. God is never just barely enough. He is always more than enough. This thunderstorm makes me think of just the power of God. There's that great old worship song by Rich Mullins, "Our God is an Awesome God." And it starts out, it says, "When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. Our God is an awesome God." And that's the God we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the God who is always more than enough. Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Cathedral Made of People. These podcasts are Bible studies. Some are topical and some are expositional. And they just are deep dives into Scripture, just really looking at what God has to tell us. And we try to always just keep it in context and see what God has for us. Today we're continuing our study on the names of God. And the last one we're going to look at is El Shaddai. So if you're as old as I am and grew up in the church, you probably remember a song by Amy Grant titled El Shaddai. This song actually uses several of the Hebrew names of God. Names like El Elyon and Adonai, which we have already looked at. But I want to look at the title name today. The name El Shaddai is another of my favorites. It means Almighty and Most Powerful, and the Lord is more than enough. That's sort of a drop the mic kind of name, isn't it? So far we have looked at 16 names given in the Old Testament to describe the attributes of God, and we're only scratching the surface. Originally I didn't have this one as the last in the list, but I decided to make it that because it just sums the rest of them up. I mean, think about the names we have looked at. Names that mean the Lord is my provider, my banner, my healer, and so on. But this name ties them all together. The Lord is more than enough. Once again, we see the name of God that brings us back to the fact that we have nothing to fear. He is our provider. He is our healer. He is peace. He is our shepherd. He is the Lord of heaven's army, and he is more than enough. This name just wraps it all up in a neat package. Are you afraid? God is more than enough to calm your fears. Are you tempted? God is more than enough to deliver you from that temptation. Are you distraught? God is more than enough to comfort you. We first see this name in Genesis chapter 49, in Jacob's last words to his son. When he is talking about Joseph in verses 24 through 25, he said, "But his bowel remained hot, and his arms were strengthened by the hand of the Almighty One of Jacob, by the Shepherd, by the Rock of Israel. May the God of your father, may the Almighty bless you with the blessings of heaven above, and the blessings of water beneath, and the blessings of the watery depths below, and blessings of the breasts and womb." In these two verses, Jacob uses several of the names of God, names like El Elyon and Jehovah Ra'a, and even one we didn't look at, Eben Yisrael, the Stone of Israel, and of course, El Shaddai. Notice he ends his list with El Shaddai. Here it is translated, the Almighty. Every one of these names is good, and every one is true, but this one just sums them all up. We see examples of this all throughout Scripture, like in 2 Corinthians 9:8, where it says, "And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others." Here we see that Jehovah Jireh, our provider, is El Shaddai, more than enough. Again, we see it in Philippians 4:7, where it says, "Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds everything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. In this one, we see Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace, is El Shaddai, more than enough. Also in Hebrews 13:5, don't love money, be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you, I will never abandon you. So he is Jehovah Ra'a, our shepherd, who is El Shaddai, more than enough. He is Jehovah, the great I am. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is the all-powerful, almighty God, the one true God. This is something you'll hear me repeat over and over because it's so important, especially in today's world. The fact is that all paths do not lead to the same God. We do not all worship the same God. As we have seen, we worship Elkanah, a jealous God, and he refuses to be shared with other gods. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Bible also tells us in 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. I know that this is a polarizing subject in today's society of all-inclusiveness, but I can't bury the truth. Buddhists do not worship the one true God. Neither do Hindus or Shintos or Muslims. This is displayed all throughout Scripture. I'm going to list a few here for you, and I want you to go back and study these out later. We see it in Deuteronomy 4, 35 and 39, Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 32, 39, 2 Samuel 7, 22, 1 Kings 8, 60, 2 Kings 5, 15 and 19, 15, 1 Chronicles 17, 20, Nehemiah 9, 6, Psalm 18:31 and 86:10, Isaiah 37:16 and 20, Isaiah 43:10 and 11, Isaiah 45:21 and 46:9, Hosea 13:4, Joel 2:27, Zechariah 14:9, and in the New Testament in Mark 12:29 through 34, John 17:3, Romans 3:30, 1 Corinthians 8. 4 through 6, Galatians 3:20, Ephesians 4:6, 1 Timothy 1:17 and 2:5, and James 2:19, just to name a few. Please don't get me wrong. I don't harbor any animosity towards anyone for what they believe. You could be wrong and still be a good person. I have friends from all different beliefs. I have friends who, according to the Bible, are living in sin. I don't hate them for this. In fact, it makes me love and care for them that much more because they just need God. See, they need to experience Jehovah Shammah and Jehovah Jireh. They need to be healed by Jehovah Rapha and comforted by Jehovah Ra'a. They need to know that El Olam is always there for them and that El Shaddai is all they will ever need. So please take these names of God to heart and then take him to the world. Don't be stopped by political correctness. Just trust God for the strength and the boldness that you'll need. Remember that 1 Peter 3:15 says, instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks you about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. We must always be ready. So if you don't know what that hope is, get into his word and find out for yourself. Let's show the world who our God is. Let's show the world the love of God. Thanks for joining me again this week. Please remember to like, subscribe, click that alert button. That all helps me a ton. Also, if you haven't read my book, Cathedral Made of People, it's available on Amazon in both electronic and paperback formats. I also have a blog by the same title, and you can find that at www.cathedralmadeofpeople.com. And if you would like to support this podcast with a small monthly donation, You can do that by going to patreon.com/TA Pearson. That's spelled patreon.com/TA Pearson. Your donations will help me produce future episodes. Thanks again, and as always, have a blessed week.